Hello, everyone. My name is Sarah, and it's a pleasure to welcome you to my chair. Every day, we will meet here to reflect on the day's devotion from the I Am Jesus devotional book. And if you don't have your digital copy yet, I'd encourage you to check it out at whoisgrace.com/IamJesus. Now, my hope is that our time together helps you take your faith from weekly to daily as you become a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. Today is Tuesday of week two, and we are on page 13 in the I Am Jesus devotional book. Psalm 23 is the scripture reading for today, and I'm going to go ahead and read it all. I don't think we can hear these words enough. I encourage you to close your eyes and bring the imagery to mind, unless you're driving, and then just go ahead and imagine you're driving through this scene, but keep those eyes wide open, all right? Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The first four verses are most familiar to all of us, I'm sure, so let's start there. In verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If you're reading a different Bible translation, yours may say, I lack nothing, or I will not be in need. I wonder, how often is that truly my perspective? What about you? Like, what if you were more intentional about waking up and going to bed with that refrain in mind, I lack nothing? What follows this verse is imagery that elaborates on it. Verses 2 and 3 emphasize what the shepherd does. He makes me lie down. He leads me. He restores me. Again, he leads me. And why? For his name's sake. What does that mean? It means that God is the same yesterday and today and forever. It means that the character he reveals to us through his word and through his care can be counted on as sure and steady and unchanging. He calls himself the Good Shepherd, and he cannot and will not be anything but who he says he is. And that leads to verse 4, which seems to be the faithful response of the sheep in light of who God is as their shepherd. What does the sheep do? The sheep trusts his shepherd, trusts him to be present in every valley and to protect from every enemy and to comfort no matter the terrors that surround him. This reminds me of a popular worship song that says, it may look like I'm surrounded by enemies, surrounded by fear, but I'm surrounded by you. Can't you imagine yourself in that place? I can. I have been there when I felt surrounded by all those fears and yet solidly at the same time held in the presence of my shepherd. As we continue reading this psalm, here's what I'm imagining in my mind. I am imagining opening my eyes, expecting to see the things that I fear, and instead finding myself invited into the very throne room of God, into his holy presence, where he's prepared for me all the good things I need, goodness and mercy, unfailing love, the anointing of his favor. In the midst of the fears, when surrounded by the worst the enemy has to throw at me, his presence overflows. And that brings me hope and peace and strength for today, for even just this next moment. My God moment in my chair today was that I can trust the Good Shepherd, the good host, to give me all that I need. And guys, that's not measured in material things. That's measured by my heart's faithful response to the presence of my God. What was your God moment today? Close with a brief prayer. Jesus, you satisfy me with every good thing. When I trust you to lead, to restore, to protect, to comfort, to fill me, I am fully satisfied. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for joining me. Remember, you can always access Grace's daily read plan at whoisgrace.com/read. And please like, subscribe, and share this podcast so others can find it. I look forward to meeting you at my chair again tomorrow.